little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, I know. Crazy, huh, mate?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my god, what took you so long? Never mind, don't answer that. Welcome back, folks, to shotsofgeek.com. Ah, Shot Games Podcast, episode 103.
Winter Soldier podcast.
Yeah, so we might as well call it that then. So, give it a heads up, we'll be talking about that. And if you guys haven't watched it yet, go play in traffic. Please go play in traffic. No, I'm joking. If you guys haven't watched it, please do watch it. And if you're going to keep on continuing, we're going to spoil it for you. But that's going to be towards the end. So you guys can continue, listening to this podcast right now. Nothing too extensive, we're going to go in depth to. We also have our other own theories about what happened on, what's going to happen, the future of the Captain America franchise in the movie industry. I'm saying it's going to stop at the third one. Wayne says no. I say yes, because he's stupid.
Well, the reason why...
Shut up, we'll talk about that later. Own age. Alright, so this week I've been playing... Well, for me, this week I've been playing a little bit more Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, just for kickers of it. Yesterday, I was at San Diego Salt Mines Fighting Game Community. Taking back old school, playing a little bit of us Capcom vs. SNK2 with what's his name, Kevin, and a few of the old school players too as well. And what else have I been playing? Oh, Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Nice.
It's been the same old stuff anyways. And yeah, and I've been playing a little bit more of going back to StarCraft 2 Heart of Swarm.
Ooh.
Yeah, just little kicks and giggles, a few things to play with a couple of friends. And well, that's about it for me this week. I didn't do too much because work's been a total PIA. And this week's been going by a little too quickly, so which is a good thing. So now handing off to the most slowest person in this room, and I'm not talking about all the monsters running around here, Wayne.
This guy. Actually, yeah, I've been playing... Actually, I did a lot more Batman Arkham Origins. I've actually completed the game.
Ah!
And I have everything done for all the pickups except for the intel.
Yeah, those are fun to find.
I took out all the guys that tell me where they're all at. Mm-hmm. I just have to go through and actually get do the puzzles to get the actual,
That's gonna be a fun thing for you, Wayne. Let me know how it is.
Yeah, I got that far. Did a bunch of them, and then I put her down and jumped back into a little bit of Call of Duty Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm playing some more of that online, checking out the new DLC, which is pretty good.
So, explain the new DLC for us.
I only played a few maps so far. One is a ship that actually crashes into a bridge.
Oh, nice!
So it's kind of a nice little thing there. Pretty cool. The new weapon is pretty nice. That new SMG space, part SMG, part assault rifle thing.
Awesome.
But yeah, the new DLC is pretty sweet. I haven't played a whole lot with it yet, just because I haven't really got, chance to play a lot. They did bring back Drop Zone.
All right.
So that's actually rather fun. Very fun. other than that, I've been playing some more Marvel Avengers Alliance Facebook. Getting my kicks on that one, trying to get through the current special ops.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, I know I've picked up my 360 and played a few other games on there. Drawing a blank on the name. There's a new game on there it's in beta. I've been playing, it's a first-person shooter. It's a free-to-play first-person shooter. So, it's actually kind of unique, I just can't remember the name.
Hmm. Oh yeah, so a little more news today that, if you guys have a killer instinct for the Xbox One, like myself and George, Fulgore just came out. DLC Fulgore, if you don't remember who he is. Pretty much a jumbo-sized, a roided-out version of a Terminator. He has two blades coming out from both hands, kind of like a Wolverine, or kind of like a X-23. And I'll give you guys a more review once I download them and play them as well. And, and also,
there we go.
Oh my god, you actually have internet access?
On my phone? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh my god, please do not say. We're trying to get some more audience in, not scare them away.
Yeah, so Warface is the game.
Uh-huh.
It's a first-person shooter. It's not the greatest-looking thing right now. I'm sure it's going to get better as it progresses. It's in beta. It kind of feels almost like Call of Duty, but a little bit different the way it's done. Not bad. I got through a little bit of it. Got a couple achievements in beta, which is kind of cool. Then I moved over to Shoot Mini Robots. Played a little bit of that. Then moved into Toy Soldiers, Cold War. So played those two games a little bit on my 360.
Yeah, you F.
Before I moved back into Call of Duty Ghost again. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. And also, since George will no longer be with us slowly, I will be picking up a new phone. It's pretty much the same phone as George's, Galaxy Note 3. So I'll be going to the Android side. And I'll be saying goodbye to my very fond memories of the iPhone 4S. But hey, it's always a good start, you know. So it's great to start new things, which Wayne did. So he went to a newer carrier. He actually did. He has data now, so he doesn't have to bum off Wi-Fi from every store that he goes to on the mall. Wayne, welcome to the living world, my friend.
Yeah, it's okay.
You, sir, are a moron. All right. So, let's see. What do we got on the news today, Wayne?
Well, actually, there's been quite a bit of talk about Smash Brothers for the Wii U and actually 3DS coming out soon. So one of the things that was actually came out was that they've revealed Charizard, Zero
Wait,
Suit
what?
Samus. Yeah, Charizard is going to be one of the characters.
Zero Suit Samus? And who else?
We've got...
We got Smash Brothers Wars, including Charizard,
Greninja,
Zero Suit Samus, and Sheik? Wow!
Yeah.
Okay! Yes. Charizard, I really...
Right?
They gotta bring out Blastoise, too. Blastoise would be fun.
Bosses, we're gonna get the Yellow Devil from Mega Man.
What?
He'll be a boss character in the Dr. Wily stage.
Dr. Willy.
Willy.
Dr. Wily, yeah, my bad.
Ridley from Metroid made a brief teasing cameo playing. He will also be a boss in the game.
That would be fucking awesome. Just got returning characters, Zero Suit Samus, of course. Now with jet boots. Yes! Freaking awesome! Let's see what else we got here. Zero Suit Samus. Yada, 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 yada.
So, okay, this time both Sheik and Zero Suit Samus are standalone characters this time around. So you won't be able to switch characters mid-stage if you're playing as Zelda or Samus.
Doable.
Yeah. So as Yoshi is back, he now stands on 2 feet rather than standing like a dinosaur.
Idiots.
Yeah. So that's gonna be kind of cool. This game's really starting to look good on that one. As far as the online modes, let's see here. So online matches, you'll be able to play against anyone online, not just friends.
Well, that's normal, Wayne.
For most consoles, yes, but Nintendo's always kind of gone more just for the friends aspect.
Well, they're finally catching up with the times.
They recommend using the LAN adapter on the Wii U and a fast wireless access point for the 3DS. So for fun, you'll have the stage select as random, but won't include Final Destination, all items, Smash Battles online, only wins are recorded. For glory, other option there is all battles are on Final Destination. No items. One-on-one battles are possible. Both wins and losses will be recorded.
Okay, so pretty much fully customizable game levels/games you guys want to play with your friends or anybody online. This should be a really fun game. I'm actually waiting for this game. And I don't have a Wii U, but, this might entice me to actually get one. But, we'll see.
Yeah. They're also being very straightforward about reporting bad players, and you actually can be temporarily banned for starting matches and not playing. Repeated, purposeful self-destructs, relentlessly targeting one character, frequently dropping out of matches, cheating, obviously.
Why, thank you.
And baselessly reporting other players.
So pretty much cracking down on stupidity then, which I like.
They won't have a global ranking leaderboard. Instead, they'll have a skill-based matchmaking system called Global Smash Power. Details are not exactly sure on how they're going to calculate it, but the bigger the number, the better you are.
Typical. So. The bigger the number, the better you are. The better play you'll become. Yada, yada, yada. Alright.
And the 3DS will feature a exclusive Smash Run mode, which is inspired by Kirby's Air Ride. Mm. So you'll explore a 4-player dungeon, collecting power-ups that increase your speed, attack, defense. Nice. And after 5 minutes exploring, you'll jump into an all-out battle.
Awesome. All right. Next.
So on the 3DS, Smash Brothers is going to be at 60 frames per second.
Welcome to Marvel status, folks.
Yeah. So 3DS is coming in the summer. Wii U version is going to be in winter.
So pretty much it's going to be pushing the Wii U's graphics.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, with the merger of the store, everything, I wonder if there's going to be some cross compatibility with DLC or something in the future on that.
Which I doubt. It'll probably be working on it right now.
Maybe.
Okay, so Ubisoft's Microsoft, Xbox One, PS4, PC racing game, The Crew, launching this fall. Has what microtransaction went to 1080p? What?
Yeah.
Wow. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So pretty much you have the Crew first racing game will be coming out as a high definition, which is gonna be freaking awesome.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays and especially how it competes with say Forza.
And see how yeah, that's true. It's like so pretty much it gives it a new edge to Forza, but in my opinion, still one of the good racing games for the Xbox platform.
So your performance parts, you can either unlock them through progressing, or you can buy them with cash. Period. So that means if you want to get ahead of the game, you know, quicker,
you might as well.
Might as well spend your money, but.
But.
Yeah.
And now you could. Yeah.
I mean, Forza also has some microtransactions. To some degree as well. It's a little bit different, but basically. So it'll be 1080p at 30 frames per second on the Xbox One and PS4.
Okay. Not bad. A new racing game in the lineup. Yeah. Let's see, what's next going on here?
So Microsoft's been talking a little bit about Gears of War.
Yeah, the new Gears of War. Well, can we say new Gears of War, Wayne?
The next one,
yeah. Pretty much new.
It's going to be coming from their new first party studio, Black Tusk. Ken Love actually describes it as being more innovative. So we don't really have a whole lot of details, I don't think, at this point.
So producers are just teasing us right now.
They're teasing us, but they're saying the game's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be innovative and different, just a different way of doing things.
Yay, good job, Microsoft, for giving us a lot of nothing for now.
Former Epic Games senior producer and veteran Gears of War designer Rod Ferguson is working with Black Tusk on the new game.
Bad.
But Cliffy is not.
Boo. Cliffy was cool.
Yeah, he was. So.
Alright, next. Yeah. Man, you're as slow as your computer. Alright, Assassin's Creed movie to be rewritten. great. Another video game to movie adaptation is going to screw it up again.
So they've been trying to get this game into a movie, and they had a script out ready to go, and now they're going to rewrite it again.
I mean, it is... I can't really see any good, you know, games to movie adaptation. I mean, look what happened to, say, Resident Evil. Botched it. Sorry to say, but the only Resident Evil movie I like are the animated ones.
Yeah.
Oh, CG wise, but the only live action one is Resident Evil 2, Apocalypse, well, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Oh, Hitman. No.
No.
That was really bad. What else? Oh, Street Fighter. Boring. Come on, Guile. Sorry, George, I have to knock on that damn movie again.
So it's actually interesting, because this is a Ubisoft title that they're working on a movie for. Ubisoft actually has 6 other movies in production. are six movies in production. So other than Assassin's Creed, they're also working on doing movies based on Watch Dogs. I don't know how that's going to work. Far Cry?
I can see that.
Far Cry, it might work. That's going to be a difficult one to pull off.
It's going
to
be... well, technically, it's going to be the new age version of Rambo.
Yeah, true. Splinter Cell?
Another Mission Impossible right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to be that difficult.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon, same thing.
It'll be another Black Hawk Down slash... what do you call it? that one recent movie just came out.
Oh yeah, the last
Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
What else?
The last one, actually, I'm actually really curious on how this is gonna work, because this could be a really good hit with families.
Uh-huh.
Rabbids.
Perfect.
If they do that right, oh man, that could be hilarious.
Rabbids are a fun game. If you guys haven't tried it, okay, feel free.
Try the game. There's actually the cartoon that's out now too on. I forget what channel it's on, but it's actually kind of interesting and funny most of the time. Right.
So here's a new thing from my Xbox One. Ushers in a new era as first ID at Xbox games arrives. What?
Yeah. So...
Dude!
So the first game through its indie self-publishing program, ID at Xbox, it's a dogfighting game from Born Ready Games. It's called Strike Suit Zero, Director's Cut. It's $20. It's set in the year 2299.
Mm-hmm.
You control a transformable strike suit, which you'll need to use effectively to save Earth from destruction.
Robotech slash Macross?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking all of a sudden, man.
When you said transformable airplane, I'm like, Macross slash...
I hope there's a demo for this, because I want to try it out.
Same here. It looks the screenshot looks pretty awesome, especially for a third party.
Yeah, for an indie.
Yeah.
It's gonna have 13 total missions, 6 craft, including 3 strike suits. You can also upgrade your strike suit and customize weapon loadouts. I mean, this sounds like it could be something really good.
Yeah.
And you know, we know Microsoft's committed to the indie developers. I mean, they've been talking about this. I mean. And we know there's been a lot of back and forth press on indie developers, but Microsoft's been very...
very upbeat about it.
Very upbeat about it, and very very committed to making sure they're still available to help them out.
Okay.
So,
for the next news for all the AMD slash... what do you call that? NVIDIA War coming up. Go up. I'm going to read the title again. I'm going to... A little higher... So it looks like AMD looking to beat the performance of NVIDIA's $3,000 graphics card at half the price. So pretty much you get a quote-unquote, a better version of the AMD, NVIDIA's insanely $3,000 price range card. It's powered by Radeon / AMD, and it's called, go back up again, haven't seen it, damn it, Wayne. It's the Radeon R9, 295X2 card.
Yeah.
That's a built for performance. Oh, yep. Wow, it launched on my birthday too, April 21st, for $1,500.
Yeah, this is a nice looking card. If you look at the picture of this thing, I mean,
yeah,
it's a beautiful enclosure.
And it has an external reservoir.
Yeah, heat sink reservoir there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Corsair, you know, the H-Series, the Hydro Series. So pretty much, feel free to read it, Wayne.
Liquid cooled GPU. It features 11.5 teraflops of compute power.
Ha!
11.5 teraflops.
Whoa, calm down. Oh my god, that didn't even sound amazing. That sounded like you, Wayne. Oh wait, it is you.
4K display support, 8 gigs of GDDR5.
Mm-hmm. ROPs are at 128.
Yeah, it's gonna. It's a power hog, though.
Jesus, man.
Power hog at 500 watts.
Memory configuration is 512. Let's see. Memory interface is it's a dual 512 bit. Jesus, man. Two eight pins.
Yeah.
Good.
2x8 power, 500 watt power.
But PCI Express 3.0 DirectX 11.2,
but you know this is going to get updated to 12, DirectX 12.
Oh yeah, this is
no doubt. You know
they have to. I mean, what, 11.2? No.
But I look at the picture of this thing.
It's massive.
Oh, I mean,
and it looks like AMD's using the Corsair's liquid cooling blueprint, quote unquote. It kind of looks
yeah,
like
it could very well be be their hardware embedded into that. I mean, yeah. AMD's known to partner with the best developers on that. But if you guys get a chance to look this guy up, I mean, it's a very well designed card. The enclosure for the card, actually is got a nice solid.
A solid base to it. I mean, you can see the screws. You can actually take it apart by the way it looks.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure AMD knows that this is going to be a card that you're going to want to have for a while, which means that heatsink may need to be replaced at some point. Or you may want to update it, that's kind of things. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this thing. All right, so Microsoft's also coming out with giving us a little more information about the next update for the Xbox One.
Is it going to blow up?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Shenanigans.
One of the abilities that's coming to it is the ability to reboot itself after system updates.
Oh.
The option for users to manually search for and install new updates when available, which will be nice. We'll now be able to support 50 Hertz Blu-ray output. Updates for the latest for the headset adapters that also reduce audio static and improves wireless connectivity. It'll also bring back friend notifications to Xbox Live, which pop up when a friend signs in and starts a game. So that's something that people have been asking for. There's also going to be improvements to Kinect, game DVR, and the display of game saves. So, a lot of things to look forward to there. A lot of it we probably won't know everything until we actually get it. But one update that's actually gone through today is we can now upload our game DVR clips directly to YouTube. Which is something I'm really excited about. Make it easier to get some content out to you guys, I hope.
Keep going.
So yeah, basically the few things that are going on with the YouTube update here is you'll be able to upload YouTube, but you'll also be able to pull up walkthroughs on YouTube and snap it, so you can have the walkthrough playing on one side while you're actually playing the game on the other side. So for those of you that actually need some help once
like
in a while,
like you, Mr. 7-Eleven.
Hey, when you're trying to find those puzzles and figure everything out.
Or try to find every single fucking achievement out there.
Yeah.
Good job, Wayne. All right, so Microsoft thinks, thinking through its Xbox 360 emulator for Xbox One. So pretty much DLC. we heard that before.
Yeah, so Microsoft is still trying to find a way to bring backwards compatibility to the Xbox One, so you can still play your 360 titles. It's not available yet. It's going to be a while before it comes out, but they are working in a way of doing it. The biggest challenge they're having is the PowerPC processor that was used in the Xbox One. Trying to get that to decode correctly and re-encode to the x86 platform of the Xbox One is not exactly easy. It's going to take a lot of working out to get that working. But with their new Azure Cloud servers, which are designed to stream games, that actually may work out better, may work out an easier way of doing it that way. So, a lot of people have pointed out that this shouldn't be this difficult for Microsoft, because Apple had run into the same problem when they moved from PowerPC to Intel.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not quite the same as the gaming coding. So, the Rosetta software on Apple worked great.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't work. I don't think it would work on the gaming. But it's something I'm looking forward to. I want to be able to play my Xbox 360 games on my Xbox One.
So you just can't go over there, turn off your Xbox One, turn on your 360 and play?
Oh, you can, but it'd be nice to be able to have it all on one device.
Yeah, it's called being a little lazy.
And it would be nice to be able to take advantage of the game DVR functions for the 360 games. Just saying.
I have a new nickname for the Xbox One.
What's that?
Xbox Lazy.
Uh-oh.
yes. Next thing you know, you'll be ordering pizza, telling your computer to, refrigerator to make you a margarita or something. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
So probably that's it for the news. Nothing more going on, so we have new things coming up on the website just to update things. We get, you know, new, as I said before, the last podcast, we're going to have a new writer, and new things coming down for us in the future. So easy things to do is like us on Facebook, keep on our website, and don't be surprised if it's under construction soon.
You forgot about the Winter Soldier.
Ah! Alright. So going back as moron said, so if you guys haven't watched Winter Soldier, Captain America the Winter Soldier, turn or completely log out of this, you know, close this window and give you about 2-1. Okay, so recently this past weekend, the release of Captain America the Winter Soldier came out, part 2 of Captain America series for the Marvel Comics movie thingamajiggy. And this is by far one the best one out of the first one, because one, the first one tells origins, two, this one has a whole lot more action to it.
Oh yeah, and it teases a lot too.
Oh yeah, tell me about especially the opening scenes when they're he's jumping into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And one of his team group goes, hey, do you know he doesn't have a parachute? Yeah, he knows. I mean, he was running around throwing his shield, hitting the wall, killing the taking out the other people. What really got me into this movie is the first action scene against a former UFC fighter, George St. Pierre.
Mm.
George St. Pierre is actually he's French Canadian, and it was a good way to write him in as one of the French extremists in that movie.
Yeah, and he's actually a very that character is actually very prominent in the comics as. I guess you would describe him as probably an easier character to write for Dive Kick, because he likes to kick. That's his main attack, is kicking.
Yeah, you didn't talk about the fight sequences?
Well, no, I mean in the comics.
Yeah, the same way.
Yeah. No. So, I mean, they kept that accurate.
Oh, let's see, after that, well, you know, okay, well, how about you? What's your favorite part in the movie?
Yeah, I think the best part was when they're getting ready to go after Hydra/Shield.
Yeah, trying to bring down the Shield the way it's. Ugh.
And Cap decides he needs a uniform.
Yeah, oh, dude, the most memorable freaking cameo was from Stanley from that point. So, Stanley, you know, always does a lot of cameos on the movies that he made famous, writing comic books. Whether or not he did write the comic book for that, for Captain America. He's a security guard for the. For the Captain America Museum / whatnot, and he walks in, you know, typical night job duty, and then he just stops and goes, "Uh-oh, I think I'm about to lose my job." And there's the camera pans out to the original uniform that Captain America wore in the final battle sequences
on the mannequin.
Yeah, on the mannequin, which is I'm saying to the folks over here,
yeah,
is the final suit that he wears before he went down in the ocean or in the frozen ocean. And yeah, so that was a pretty cool scene and whatnot. And shall we say, let's talk about the Easter eggs in that movie. And if you guys have seen it, have you guys, you know, been, I don't know if you guys been paying attention to it, like a lot of the Agent 13?
Agent 13, explain. Sharon Carter.
Yep.
One of the big love interests of Captain America's career.
I was waiting for her to come out with the first one, but I'm like, no, wait a minute, hold on, not yet. So it has to be in the second movie, which she came out with. She's a beautiful woman.
Considering in the first movie they didn't really explore
Captain America's love interest
with Elizabeth? I can't remember her name now, but it's basically Sharon Carter's aunt.
Yeah.
So, what's... Yeah, you get that.
Yeah, it's a triangle. Like, I like you, but yet in the future I will like your niece better. So, I don't know what to think about that. The second part, one of the ones I've noticed too, is that a lot of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents from the first Iron Man movie, mm-hmm, that came out turned bad guys.
Yeah.
It was really shocking. I'm like, holy crap. I remember him when he kind of had hair. I remember him when he was still younger. And I remember him, he was a little more skinny from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But now they all turn on him, except for Agent 13 and a few other loyal ones. Because if you guys haven't noticed, because S.H.I.E.L.D. was technically run by Hydra.
Yep.
Thanks to Dr. The mind that was sent into
Armanzola.
Armanzola was in that little thumb drive, which is pretty amazing. And I kind of noticed one thing though. It's like, okay, if they're gonna do going off subject, if they're gonna do Ultron that way, I mean, that's a good way to corrupt Jarvis. If they actually are gonna do it, when they said they're gonna do Jarvis as Ultron,
yeah,
it'd be a good way to corrupt them.
I'm not sure. I mean, look at what they did with Armanzola. Armanzola was in this movie. A giant old 50s computer network.
No. In the comic books,
yeah,
he was just a
walking computer.
Yeah, aka yeah. Krang.
Yeah, I know. So
he has a huge computer monitor as a head and just a robotic body. Period.
So I find it very interesting the way they did it in this movie, where he was that data bank of computers.
Yeah, back the old what do you call the
user? And as you know, since you've seen it already, which I'm hoping you have, you know that data bank gets destroyed. I'm assuming.
Except for the part he pulled out the thumb drive, which is still alive.
Yes, yeah, so I'm assuming he gets uploaded somewhere else.
Which is Stark. And yeah. And because the only way to find out how to crack the code, help him find it during, probably Age of Ultron, is to...
Roll into that. Also roll into the bringing into Armanzola that we know in the comics, where he is the walking computer.
No.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
If his consciousness was uploaded back to a Hydra base, versus just stored on that drive.
That's true. But what happens if that was just the main? They didn't make no backup of him, and they put him in that thumb drive. I mean, that's the only way to prove him.
That thumb drive was not necessarily him, though. So it's just complicated. So we're not really sure what they're gonna do there.
I mean, for me, my theory is the best way to do it is like, okay, hey, we need Stark. Can you plug this in? Click, and Jarvis goes crazy, turns into Ultron, grabs one of the suits, and you know the story. If you guys read the Age of Ultron comic books, all right. So the other Easter eggs when the ship was about to launch and they're about to name off Hydra's enemies, aka they mentioned Hank Pym.
Yeah.
They mentioned Dr. Stephen Strange.
Yeah.
when they assassinated Mr. and Mrs. Stark, Anthony Tony Stark Sr. and the wife. I mean, that's kind of weird. And also, the people that goes along with it, which is one of them was quote-unquote Nick Fury dead.
Yep.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they do with Doctor Strange. I mean, you know it's coming down the line somewhere.
They have to.
Yeah.
And he is part of the Infinity Gauntlet for Thanos. I mean, he has the Soul Gem, which Thanos needs. Don't lie, for a fact that's true. That's the reason why they call him Doctor Strange. And that's why his Ultra for Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 is called the Casper the Friendly Ghost. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
So, let's see. The other one was towards the end is when they showed, from what I remember, they showed the tombstone of Nick Fury when he's still alive and is done. There was a quote on that tombstone. If you guys find it and read it, it's an homage to Sam Jackson's old character from Pulp Fiction, directed by Quentin Tarantino. So if you guys find it, read it, and make a reference to it, it looks really cool. A good way to pay homage to that person. Let's see. So shall we talk about the double ending?
Ooh.
So again, past all the movies, all the Easter eggs, movies done. The first secret ending, the post-main ending credit movie is when they show one of the main base for Hydra. And they have the staff that Loki used on the first Avengers, and pans out again. And you see two people stuck in caged up, so to say.
Yeah, they're locked up. They're being you get the idea. They're being tested on.
Yeah, they're being tested by the Tesseract, and one of them, the first one is Quicksilver, and the other one was Scarlet Witch.
I the way they showed Quicksilver, it looked like he just wasn't himself. Yeah, yeah, like he was trapped in a maze and just couldn't get out, but didn't know where he was or what he was trying
to
do.
Yeah, he's probably being fooled by that.
Yeah.
And Scarlet Witch, of course, one of the most powerful mutant, but they're not calling it mutant in this game because they cannot... Oh, in the movie, because they cannot...
Yeah,
they can't. Because they're using Scarlet Witch and... well, they're using Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch on the Days of Future Past, so we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
And,
it's kind of interesting how they portrayed her, because they gave a very, very mellow view of her. I mean, she was obviously dazed out,
that's how she was in the comic books.
I know.
But, you know, you see how she just destroyed those blocks when she was just mind-controlling you?
Yep.
That's how powerful this girl is.
Yes.
There's a reason why, if you guys haven't read anything, go ahead and read up The House of M. It's Scarlet Witch, the head honcho. She's the main villain, but also House of Magnus. She is the main ideal, you know, creating an alternate universe within a universe to fool everybody. So that's a whole another story from there. And then let's see what we got. The final ending, no, the final cutscene after the second part of the end credits was a small scene, maybe about 10-15 second scene of the Winter Soldier. So after he saves his buddy, you know, drowning and whatnot, he just disappears. So he goes to, so there's a part in the movie that he's just standing in front of a memorial site of himself in the Steve Rogers Museum, in the Captain America Museum, and it pans out. You see the face of Winter Soldier and just reading about himself.
Yeah.
So. And okay, one of the theories you said that's gonna go up to the assassination of Captain America.
I think very well possible that Marvel could lead this into the story arc of where it is the death of Captain America.
But right now they're focusing on
a different aspect of it.
But their main focus is going into Ultron and then going into Thanos onto the Infinity Gauntlet. So how are they gonna put his death on the Infinity Gauntlet? So that's really gonna rule him out, completely rule him out.
Well, what they have to do is they have to, you know, there's a huge story arc here, and the guy that's behind all the Marvel movies that actually is putting things together and actually getting ready for it, he's got things planned out for 30 years. So, we know there's some big things getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
What I expect is that we will get a death of Captain America coming in at some point. It'll probably be after Ultron. It'll probably be after the Infinity Gauntlet, and it'll probably be after... After that, they'll probably bring in the Civil War, which will lead into the final section of Captain America.
The Civil War, I mean, how in the hell are you going to put that thing on there?
That actually wouldn't be very hard to do at all.
Well, knowing Hollywood, they'll make it hard to do.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, in my opinion, they're not going to put something out like this anytime soon, or probably never. You're looking to the dark ages of assassin, the dark version of comic books. You have World War Hulk. You have, the death of Steve Rogers, which is very bloody, in my opinion.
That's gonna be
Punisher, but with Captain America in it. That's not gonna happen, especially what happened with the Punisher, the two movies.
Yeah,
there you go. There's no chance in hell. If they do, I'm gonna be surprised. But it's oh god,
well,
this is gonna be a total mess. But right now they're focusing on either gonna.
They're still focusing on building up the characters. Too much, I think.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
No, they are. They're still building the foundations for the characters.
But do you know why they assassinated Captain America, right? Because of the Mutant Act or the
yeah.
But that's gonna involve Spider-Man. That's gonna involve X-Men. That's not gonna happen that way unless they put a different storyline, which is gonna be stupid, in my opinion.
Well, they might. I mean. They've had to in other scenarios too. So,
but it's gonna be hard. They have to involve a lot more characters. They have a lot more characters in the storyline for that.
Yeah.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man was a good part of it. Wolverine was a good part of it. The X-Men were a good part of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to bring them over, especially you know X-Men is owned by Sony.
Yeah.
There's no chance in hell that's gonna happen, man.
That is the only drawback to that part. But that may be something they have planned out in the future if they can ever get the rights back.
And what's Sony gonna say?
Yeah, no.
Middle finger.
Yeah.
So, no. That's not going to happen. I mean, it's going to take the basic storyline of Age of Ultron and into the Infinity Gauntlet movie, a.k.a. Thanos. And, yeah. I mean, we covered the basis. We covered the stuff. And so, should I say it again? So let's just go ahead and, you know, follow us on Facebook, give us a like, pass it on to your friends, visit our page, you know, drop by, visit our page, leave comments on our articles. We have some good articles up right now. And so, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. And I'm so tired right now. We are Two Shots of Geek, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Deuces.
See what I did there? See what I did there?